holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Proverbs of a good marriage. You just wait and see. This is something else here.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Glad everybody is up and on and ready. Today is a wonderful day. Today's a wonderful day. Don't you dare forget it. Don't you ever think anything else. Today is splendid, made just for you. Huh? It's all about how you respond to it. You can change yourself. You can't change other people. And you really have a hard time changing yourself. But listen, let this day flow. Ask God for insight. There you go. Ask God for insight for all the signs that He's sending you today. All the messages that He's sending you. Ask Him for the insight and the understanding so that you can take advantage of those messages. Full advantage. Most people don't take full advantage of those messages. They take a slight advantage. They listen to a little bit of the message that God gives them or the signs that He shows them. Take all that you can get. You never know you're going to get some more signs, man. Ask God to show you, give you a better understanding of everything else that's going on in your life. All the signs and stuff that He's been showing you all these years. A lot of times you get a lot of signs in dreams. Think about that. You get a lot of signs in your dreams. Think about what you're dreaming. And if you don't understand what you dream, I can't tell you what you dream. You have to ask God, what did you dream? Ask Him for the meaning. Don't sit there trying to figure it out yourself. Ask Him. He's the one who gave you the dream, the warning. He gave it to you while you were asleep. So you couldn't be in no devilment, see. When you sleep, your mind ain't running into that devilment. See, when you're awake, that's when that sin come alive in you. So, listen, ask God for the meaning of your dreams, whatever they are. Ask Him. He'll show you. Trust me, He'll show you. He'll show everybody else. He can show you, too. No one is more special than you. No one is more special than you. He can show you the same understandings that He gave everybody else. He'd tell them their dreams, give them understanding. He can give you understanding. He can bless you like He blesses everybody else. Don't even ever think that he don't like you, because a lot of sinners think God don't like them, you know, because of the things that they've gotten into. But you got to think about that. Listen, if you were born into a hospital full of mud all on the floor and mud on the curtains and mud on the ceiling, mud on the doors, mud when you walk in. I mean, listen, no matter how much they try to clean themselves before you were born, they're going to get some mud on you if mud is everywhere. So that's what you were born into. You were born into the mud. You were born into it. We all were. Some of us actually got to a place where we can clean ourselves out and get some place to clean the dirt off of us, you know, or not as much dirt's on us. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So that's what you were born into. And so it takes time, a lifetime, to get out of it. But in that lifetime, you run across a whole kind of other thing that you're adding to your life. You got marriage, you got children, you got a job, you got this. And that same dirt that was on you before is going on to those children, going on to that job, going on to everything else you're doing. But hey, we got a God who got good soap. We know of a God who's got enough soap to clean everybody. Matter of fact, He already did. It just looks like we still have dirt on us. But you don't, you know, you don't. God has already forgiven everybody's sins, and that's the key about it. Well, thank God for that. He forgave everybody's sins, and we just got to believe it. Got to believe Him. Okay. All right. We're going to go over to Proverbs today. Oh, yes. We got a wonderful thing in Proverbs. Proverbs 15. And so, you know, when we read Proverbs, it's basically giving us some insight on how God thinks and what God sees. Right. So we're going to make marriage the topic of it. So when we read these, think marriage. When we read these Proverbs, think marriage. And then you'll see these other things kind of come together. Okay. All right. Here we go. 15:21. Proverbs 15:21. Foolishness brings joy to those with no sense. Foolishness in a marriage brings joy to those with no sense. You can say foolishness in a job, foolishness in a family. You can say foolishness anywhere, but we're talking about marriage today. Foolishness brings joy to those with no sense. If you're married and you have no sense, you might want to ask God to help you, because you're bringing foolishness in. You're bringing that foolishness in, and it just brings joy to you to have more confusion, more foolishness in that marriage. And you don't have to have that. You don't have to have it. It's just coming to you. Got to come to yourself and say, man, wait a minute. Why am I doing this? I got to change this. How do I change it? Ask God. He'll show you. Foolishness brings joy to those with no sense. A sensible person stays on the right path. The point is not the right path. The point is the sensible person. So in your marriage, be a sensible person and you'll stay on the right path. It's like when we become emotional about things, or we become focused on this and focused on that. We're no longer sensible. You know, maybe you can be focused and sensible. Maybe you can. I don't know. But it says here, a sensible person stays on the right path. The path is not the point. Being sensible is the point. And the path is what comes after that. As long as you're sensible, you'll have the path on your side. You'll be walking the path that you need to walk. You get it? So if there are two people in a marriage who are sensible, oh, the path can stay right, can it? But if one person's going off and unsensible, and then one person is sensible, now the sensible person is going to either fight with the unsensible person, or they're going to fight each other, or not fight as in physical fight, but ideas and emotions and the way they approach the family or the marriage. It's going to be a problem. Verse 22, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. You have a lot of ideas about what marriage is. You don't really know because you didn't ask anybody. You don't have any advice. You know, the best advice is God, but sometimes he puts people in your way that you can talk to who can tell you some things. You know, because like a lot of times we don't listen to God, we listen to people. So sometimes God knows we're not going to listen to him. So he'll send a person with the right information and we'll believe them. But the information still comes from God that he had them to give you. So God's not worried about where you get the information. He just wants you to have the right information. And plans go wrong for lack of advice. A lot of your marriages went wrong because you didn't have the right advice. Many advisors bring success. Many advisors, people who can advise, that advise well, as many of those, if you can have 100 people advising you and they all advise well, you're going to be on the right path. You're going to be on the right path. You're going to be the right way. It's going to come. Yeah, because you're sensible. And you know it's best to have some advisors in what you're trying to do. You're trying to start a job. You're trying to start a company. You're trying to start a family. You're trying to start a community. You whatever you're trying to build. You kind of get what I'm saying? Whatever you're trying to build, have some advisors. The more advisors you have, the better off. Because some of those advisors are going to give you the wrong advice. I guarantee you. And when they give you the wrong advice, you're going to figure out quickly that it was the wrong advice. And then you know to pay attention to that kind of advice in the future, or to that person in the future, or how not to have paid attention to that person in the future. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. You want a successful marriage? It's like you got to have the right advisors, primarily God. If those advisors agree with God and what God is showing you, you straight, you're going to be right. You're going to be on that right path. 23, everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Now that in a marriage is key. That is key. Having the right thing to say, the right reply, the fitting reply to something that was said. Everybody enjoys that. That'll prolong your marriage beyond anything. Having the right thing to say, knowing when to talk and when not to talk, knowing how to say certain things and knowing when not to say them. You know, it's like you don't have to agree with everything, but it's the words that you use to let them know that you don't agree with that, or you're showing them how maybe what you're saying is a little skewed this way. I get what you're saying, and that part is right, and that other part is right, but this part right here might not be the right thing for us as a couple. You get what I'm saying to you? We're talking about marriage here, and we're reading Proverbs and moved backwards. We're reading Proverbs, and then we're putting a marriage hue or glass so we can read it like this. Let's see. Verse 24. The path of life leads upward for the wise. The path of life leads upward for the wise. You're trying to hear God. You're trying to get your family to hear God. You're introducing God to your family in your marriage. You might not know everything. You might not know anything, but you know God knows everything. And you're trying to get your family and your marriage to recognize God so that they can get that upward, right? The path of life. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The path of life. Remember that sensible person in verse 21 was talking about being sensible. And then we jump down here in 24. It talks about the path of life leads upward for the wise. So being wise in that marriage is key. They leave the grave behind. See, when we follow God, we leave the grave behind. Death, where's your sting? Where's your victory? Where's all of that? We leave it behind because God saves us from death. He leads. And then when he calls us from the grave to be with him, we leave the grave behind because a sensible person introduced God to that marriage.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.